Large demonstrations have been held across the occupied West Bank in solidarity with Palestinians who are being targeted by Israelis' continuous airstrikes. Dozens of activists gathered at the Hawara checkpoint in Nablus, blocking the main road between the city and Ramallah. Clashes then erupted between demonstrators and Israeli forces. Palestinian youths expressed their anger by throwing stones towards the checkpoint, which they see as a symbol representing their lack of freedom of movement in the West Bank. Protests were also staged in the city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Israeli troops there fired tear gas and rubber bullets to break up the rallies.
In Jerusalem, at least, there is six locations that there was confrontation going on. This is that has been recorded and by the media. While there is many places that nobody knows about. In Bethlehem, in Hebron, the same. In Hebron, another nine locations that were the confrontations. In Bethlehem, in Qalqilia, it's going on daily. In Qalandia, it became really, the level of the confrontations became very, very strong.
Qalandia checkpoint in Ramallah remains a hot spot for anti-Israeli demonstrations. Palestinian activists from the nearby refugee camp say that the camp is under constant invasion by Israeli troops. However, the resistance continues.
Before Israel began its attacks on Gaza, the Israeli army came here nightly, arresting people, including children. They did a full military campaign in the West Bank and killed many when they were searching for three Israeli teenagers. We demonstrate now on a nightly basis against the killing of our people here and in Gaza and are drumming up support.
Scores of Palestinians were injured when Israeli forces raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on Sunday and fired rubber-coated steel bullets at worshippers. Clashes continued when Israeli forces closed all entrances to the mosque and allowed a group of extreme right-wing settlers to tour the compound. From tense calm during the day and these concrete blocks now blocking off the border, the scene changes to one of intense demonstrations at night by Palestinian youth in support of the people in Gaza who are being bombed by the Israelis. The demonstrations are met with tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets and live fire by the Israeli forces. Nell Burn for Press TV, occupied Qalandia, Ramallah.